HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Magnificent Monsters of Cedar Street by Lauren Oliver, performed by Reba Burr. A short guide to the monsters referenced in this book, excerpted from A Guide to Monsters and Their Habits by Elizabeth Clay. Alicante, singular Alicanto. The Alicante, or Aerial Complainus, are closely related to harpies, and may have evolved from the same prehistoric ancestor. The Aerial Complainus are known for their piercing shrieks, loud enough to pierce an eardrum, likely due to their preferred mountainous habitats, which require the mating Alicante to call for mates across vast swaths of distance. Atlantic Fir, singular, same. Like the sloth, to whom they are closely related, the Atlantic fir are sweet, slow-moving herbivores, although they have been known to eat insects for dessert or on special occasions. Known for a ferocious scowl that long made them an object of fear, the Atlantic fir are actually quite easygoing. The directional pull of their wide, nearly toothless mouths is an expression of biological and not temperamental traits. Due to years of sipping nectar and moisture from canopy leaves, their mouths are simply pulled into permanent frowns. Though once found across a wide range of habitats, from the jungles of the southern hemisphere to the rangy woods of northern Europe, during the Middle Ages the Atlantic fir were hunted to near extinction when it was thought the consumption of their kidneys would keep a person safe from the plague. In fact, it is the Atlantic fir's salivary glands that produce chemical compounds nearly indistinguishable from today's strongest antibiotics. Baku, singular, same. The Baku are an unusual variety of feathered mammal, once uniquely found in tropical regions. Due to their legendary sweet tooth, the Baku's habitats grew more diverse as a result of the explosion of the sugar trade, and the ships that often inadvertently carried stowaway Baku in the cargo hold as they navigated the world. They are loosely related to a particular variety of Amazonian spiny tree rat, which likely resulted in the feathering that serves as camouflage when they are roosting, or hunting high in the tree canopy. Bogies. Like the specter, the bogey cannot actually fly, but only coasts on air currents, scanning for prey. Some have suggested a connection between the two, but this has been impossible to verify, given the difficulty of collecting meaningful living or fossilized specimens of either. It is likely, however, that bogies are related more closely to succubi. Their nourishment comes from a form of parasitic attachment that requires epidermal, skin-to-skin, contact, much like the succubi's. It is worth noting, however, that bogies do have a standard shape, although their biology is spread so thinly across a vast surface area that they are rendered translucent and nearly invisible to the naked eye. Given its lack of eyes, ears, mouths, or appendages, the bogie's sensory apparatus was for years a mystery. Early 19th century research, however, discovered that bogies excrete a slimy, sticky substance from all over their bodies, with which they bond to host creatures, leave tracks for other bogies, and perhaps attract their mates. Their Latin name, Matterhorn salivus, roughly means drooling Matterhorn, and comes from that of the unfortunate scientist who discovered this feature by volunteering as host for a bogie. Bullyheads have the head of an ox and a small, burly build like that of a bulldog. They are herbivores and quite shy. They are herd animals closely related to the Capra aegagrus hircus, or domesticated goat, and do very badly when separated from the pack. Carbuncles. So named because of a stippled, knobby hide that resembles the painful dermatological condition, the skin of the modern carbuncle is a deliberate evolutionary adaptation in response to a shrinking habitat. The hide of an adult carbuncle is actually one enormous striated callus, made as a result of long and painful exposure to volcanic or mountainous elements. Much like tree rings, the fine layers of a carbuncle's hide may be separated and counted as a decent estimate of age. Ranging from just a few ounces to the size of a small raccoon, the carbuncles are often mistaken for rocks, until they shriek, show their teeth, or blink one of their dozens of heavy-lidded eyes. Chupacabras. Variously described as resembling...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?